When Petersburg's Jeff Erickson heard a radio story about the lost canoe and cedar paddles, he thought he could help.
There's a couple of things in the story that caught my ear, and immediately I knew I was heading up to Seymour. I immediately thought about looking for the paddles that they'd lost.
Erickson's a longtime commercial fisherman and has beachcombed in Seymour Canal for 20 years, so he was sure he knew exactly where the paddles would wash up. He headed to Seymour just before the herring fishery there early this month.
We got up there in the middle of the night, anchored up, and I got up first thing in the morning, went to the beach, and there was a life jacket. And I knew that I was close, and I also knew since it was bright orange that nobody had been on the beaches yet. So I just a couple more steps, and lo and behold, there was a paddle all wrapped up in the seaweed. And I'm like, wow, it's a great day. And I went a little farther, found another paddle, and then another paddle. So I found four paddles at the first beach. And, boy, I sat down on a log, and I thought, this is really going to be something special because I'm right in the middle of where I think they lost at least 15 paddles.
When Erickson returned to his boat, the rest of his crew wanted to help, so they all went back out to the beach. He says they searched about 12 miles of beach over a three-day period and found a total of 24 paddles and about the same number of life jackets as well as some seat cushions. The crew of the state research vessel Medea agreed to take the paddles and gear back to members of the One People Canoe Society in Juneau. Erickson was happy with his crew for taking part in the search, and he calls the experience of finding the paddles spiritual.
And these are all hand-carved cedar paddles. The more I hear about it, the more I know how special these each and every one of these paddles are individuals, and they have a lot of meaning to them. And just finding them and seeing them and the difference in each one, it was really moving to be able to recover them and knowing they're going back to the right people that own them. So that's really awesome.
Erickson says he feels very strongly that the paddles need to be returned, and if anyone else finds more, they should return them as well. Making the individualized paddles was part of the experience for the canoers as well as those who helped sponsor their trip. Alicia Chilton is one of the organizers of the One People Canoe Society in Juneau.
It's absolutely amazing. I didn't realize it was one person that had found them, and I would love to meet Jeff in person. It's been absolutely fabulous, though, having some of our gear recovered, especially the paddles.
The Yakutat and Juneau crew's paddles washed away when two of their canoes broke loose while under tow in rough weather near Seymour. Chilton thinks the group lost 42 paddles in all. They initially recovered both canoes, but one broke loose a second time and remained missing. Chilton says the group received word last week that a Petersburg hunting guide, Scott Newman, found that missing canoe in Gambier Bay off Admiralty and moved it to a more protected spot.
He said that the canoe's a little bit beat up. The front half of the gunwales on the canoe are gone, but the back half is there, pretty beat up still. And we did know that the seats are gone, but she was definitely repairable. And we've got a couple different fishing vessels that have offered to pick the canoe up onto their vessel and bring it all the way to Juneau for us. Or Scott has also offered to bring it into Petersburg, where we're working with Alaska Marine Lines to get the canoe ship back to Juneau.
One People Canoe Society crews from Juneau, Yakutat, Sitka, and Cake joined others from Prince of Wales and Wrangell for the rededication of the Sheikh's Tribal House in Wrangell early this month.
You know, I just want to give a big hoo-ha out to everyone that has kept safe prayers for us throughout the entire journey, and to every fisherman and beachcomber and community member down in Southeast Alaska, keeping an eye out for helping us replace our gear. It means a lot to us.
Anyone who finds more of the group's paddles or other gear can contact Alicia Chilton at 907-209-5616. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.